Hundreds of Ghanaians and NDC supporters welcomed John Mahama to the Bunkurugu and Jonjo constituencies. The NDC flag bearer expressed confidence in Ghana's judiciary, saying that despite the NPP's attempt to pack the courts to evade accountability, he believes the country's judges will act with a clear conscience if the NDC is elected.
But God knows best. God gave the eight to me. Those who have stolen the money of the people of Ghana, we are going to follow them and take that money back for the people. All the corruption scandals are going to be investigated. And I'm sure that even though they are packing the courts because they think that it will earn them a free pass, even if they are found culpable of having stolen money, I believe in our judges that they are upright and they have a conscience. And that when the cases are brought to them and the evidence is clear, they will do what is right by the Ghanaian people.
John Mahama revealed that the Women's Bank Initiative will support 200,000 women's businesses over the next 4 years.
The Women's Bank, we're going to bring a bank that will assist our women with small loans. We want to assist at least 200,000 women's businesses every year for the next 4 years.
He stated that 25,000 more police officers will be needed. John Mahama has been on an aggressive drive to reduce poll ballots in the upcoming December elections.
Let me remind you that for some of our elder people who have problems with their eyesight, sometimes they find it difficult to vote. And so they go and put their thumbprint anywhere and it becomes a rejected ballot. All the polling station executives identify the elderly people who find it difficult to vote. They are allowed to go with their relative to the polling station. If you have an elderly person, they have problem with their eyesight or whatever, they can go with their child, their brother, their sister, or any relative that they trust. And they should go to the polling station and they'll tell the presiding officer that this is my son or my daughter. I want her to come and help me to cast my vote. The law allows it. We want to bring rejected ballots as low as possible. So please, if you know anybody who finds it difficult to vote, let them go with somebody to help them so that they can put their thumbprint at the right place. We don't want any rejected ballots.